From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Prices rose 0.4% in February. That is more than they did in January, which was more than they did in December. A lot of that was housing and gas, but even taking those things out, the numbers aren't great. Jeffrey Cleveland is chief economist at Payton & Riegel and joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Sabri.
Okay, so month to month, prices rose 0.4% in February, after rising 0.3% in January, after rising 0.2% in December. That is 3 months of the wrong direction. Am I missing something?
On the headline measure, yes, we are headed in the wrong direction. If you exclude food and energy, you can look at the so-called core CPI. Unfortunately, Sabri, that was also up 0.4% in the month of February. And I think 0.4% readings are far too high for the Fed to achieve its inflation target.
On the other hand, the core inflation, as you mentioned, if we compare it to a year ago, is down slightly, like the trend looks like it's in the right direction.
The year-on-year measure compares to some high readings we saw a year ago. So on a year-on-year basis, core inflation has slowed a little bit. But I think what matters most was the month-to-month readings, because if you get month-to-month readings that are pretty strong, then over the course of time, you'll have pretty strong year-on-year readings.
The way that the Fed measures the cost of shelter, rent in particular, it's not very up to the minute. Is that a significant factor in the inflation readings we're getting?
Well, shelter was the biggest driver of the rising core CPI in the month of February, and shelter has been a big driver of core CPI over the last couple of years. That being said, Sabri, we can look at core inflation ex shelter. This is the so-called super core metric. And even on that metric, the super core was up 0.5%. Month to month in February, which is far too high. So we're still seeing a lot of inflation, a lot of price pressures for the average American, even when you exclude shelter.
Do you think this is going to cause the Fed to reassess when it might finally start lowering rates?
Yes, because I think the plan for lowering rates is contingent upon policymakers being comfortable with the month-to-month rate of change in core inflation. They want to be comfortable that inflation has sustainably cooled back to 2%. The data like we saw this morning would not make me comfortable with that, Sabri. It's possible that over the course of the year, inflation cools down, but I think you have to push out your expectations for rate cuts, maybe into the second half of the year.
Jeffrey Cleveland, chief economist at Payton & Riegel. Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful week.